Dowsing. Step-by-step guide to starting pendulum dowsing from scratch. The Dowsing and Healing Practical Guide to Unlock Your Inner Magic and Change Your Life Forever. Written by Edward Wilcox. Chapter 1. A Comprehensive Mini-Course in Dowsing. Dowsing is an ancient art that can be understood in terms of modern science. Dowsing can boist as way to access subtle information via changes in the human energy field, through changes in the autonomic nerves and micro-muscles of the body like muscle testing. It is a form of biofeedback. For many years, dowsing was somewhat limited to seeking water, oil or minerals on a property. Many mineral and oil exploration companies still employ dowsers. Traditional dowsing can be consigned a read-only application, as the dowser simply asks for information about a place, person or thing, and gets yes and no responses to questions, as well as quantitative or qualitative data, such as percentage of probability or how many gallons per minute, etc. This data can be read on a numerical pie chart, a map, or simply off the digits of your spare hand. The quality of the data depends on the purity of intent, mental clarity, and questioning skill of the dowser, as well as their ability to get out of the way once the question has been put forth. The basic principle here is that everything on the most fundamental level is pure energy. What differentiates things from each other is their rate of vibration. Your brain is a powerful energetic broadcaster and receiver of electromagnetic and other subtle energies, even if you are not consciously aware of it. Our understanding of quantum physics and the neurobiology of the brain can explain all this, which would merit at least another chapter. Suffice to say, we have all experienced at one time or other a strong hunch or intuitive knowing which later on turned out to be true. This is especially noticeable between mothers and children, as well as among animals. This intuitive ease is partly due to the strong biological link between mother and child and the survival hardwiring in the mother. It is also due to the fact that female brains generally are constructed in a manner more conducive to whole brawn or alpha brainwave producing states and modes of operation. This is one reason why intuition is just as likely to be called women's intuition. It is also why you usually won't find Asmani Manada dowsing class, although that is changing. Some Montez days are beginning to come around and pull themselves out of the extreme male polarity, which has been historically predominant on the planet for the last 6,000 years or so, as they are seeing it just isn't working for them or allowing them to be wholepersons. Recently, dowsing has been taken on a more active form where the intent of the dowser can create a change in the selected target, no matter what the physical distance involved. The dowser does not do the work, for lack of a better term, the dowsing system does. Placing oneself in an alpha brain state greatly increases your intuitive powers and access to the dowsing system. Being at a 10 Hz brain state, alpha, connects you to the dowsing system or planetary intelligence grid. This grid corresponds to Edgar Cayce's prediction of the arrival of a new energy coming to Earth around 1997. Some have called this the Christ consciousness grid. This is where the healing originates. The grid responds instantly to sincere requests for help and is non-local, that is, not limited by ordinary time or space. By the way, in Native American culture, the alpha state is equated with what was called the land of the spirit. Beta brainwaves were